Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. There is a huge energetic shift happening. You might be feeling a certain pressure right now. It's not necessarily the pressure that is saying you need to figure out what to do with your life today, but it is a certain pressure of like, okay, let's keep moving. Let's keep doing the next step. So if right now, the past few days, you've been feeling more of your own inner work, your own inner soul correction, your maybe doubts, fears, coming up, it's not a bad thing. I always say this, when fears come up, when doubt comes up, we always get to be grateful for it because it's showing us where our next breakthrough is. It's showing us the path. It's never holding us back from achieving our goals. It's actually pushing us to go into the direction of our goals even more. So if your own personal things have been coming up, are you allowing yourself to connect with them, to witness them, to confront them, to feel them, to make space for them to teach you why they are here and what they want you to learn? If you've been pushing it away, if you've been trying to hustle harder, trying to make it go away, I'm guessing most likely it didn't necessarily work because avoiding something is never the sustainable way of changing something. We always get to confront it, change it, rewire it, and then we are living the change. What this time right now is really teaching us is that we are the ones who are an active co-creator of our reality. We know that this is not the first time you've heard about this. It's making us wake up where we have been settling for less instead of going the path that we really want to take. The world is waking up. If you listen to the newest podcast episode on the Goddess Activation Podcast, the world is waking up. The world is changing. People are more aware of their energies, of their consciousness, and doing things in the way things have worked in the past 5 and 10 years, it's just not working like that anymore. I've been on social media for 5 years, posting every week. The way posting worked 5 years ago, it's not necessarily working right now either, right? And if you're looking at job spaces, if you're looking at careers, if you're looking at relationships, the way things were normal in the past 10 years, it's not the standard anymore. We have risen, our consciousness has risen, and our consciousness is going to continue to rise. So we get to continue and rise. If we have become too comfortable in certain areas, sometimes comfort can turn into a cage quite fast. So alignment, fulfillment is the path that we are being called to walk more and more and more. And that path doesn't have to be hard. It's not that you always have to go the hardest way, and walking the path of least resistance is a great way to do, but sometimes you are also meant to do something that maybe is awakening more resistance within you because it's making you push for even a bigger level of your dreams and goals. My intention with this video is, A, if you are feeling things coming up, it's good. Don't avoid them. Sit with them. Meditate with them. Confront them. Don't push anything to later because it won't work. It will just come up stronger afterwards. Your own power is so much bigger than you know. So right now, I feel like the energy of confusion is very prominent right now. So before we even start to just change something, we get to get clear on what we want, what is not working for us right now, what is not feeling in alignment anymore, what do we want to change, what do we want ourselves to feel, what do we want our life to look like, getting clarity on what we want. Now, if you know exactly what it is, you can go to the next steps of following those paths. If the clarity is the hard part right now, creating space for nothingness is the best way for clarity. What I mean with that is literally creating space where you're going on a walk without a phone, without a podcast playing in your ears, sitting on the balcony, sitting in the grass, sitting at wherever you live, and being there with nothing, laying on the floor, maybe put your legs up the wall so your blood can flow down, and being without necessarily scrolling or reading a book or consuming something. When we create that space of nothingness, our own inner soul, our own inner drive, our own inner energy can come up and reveal itself to ourselves. But if we're always consuming things, which is great and which I love, consuming things also get our inner thoughts and soul activated. Sometimes we really need to listen to something to feel like, oh, I've been maybe playing small there, or maybe I've been avoiding something. So these things are great. But if you are lacking clarity right now, you don't need more information. You actually need less information. You need more space to just be and let that confusion smooth away in your thoughts and in your energy. So you can do that by sitting, by laying down, by going for a walk, breathing deeply into your lower belly, exhaling fully. And as thoughts come up, especially if uncomfortable thoughts come up, especially if maybe memories come up from the past few days, weeks, and months where maybe some things didn't happen the way you wanted them to happen, breathe through them and let the sensations that those memories activate, breathe through those sensations because you are processing them. If we don't process those memories create blocks in our body. And then when we then follow our dreams or dive deeper into a new relationship, then that fear and jealousy and all those emotions start to come up. So we want to process memories from the past, even if it's just the past week, we want to process those energies and emotions so that we don't create energetic and emotional blocks. So as you're breathing and processing and exhaling, you're creating more space in your nervous system. You're creating more space in your body, in your aura, for clarity to come from within or from the universe. And the reason why this is so powerful is because if your nervous system is not feeling safe within itself, it will not ground, meaning it will not give you the idea which you are meant to follow, because it knows you are not in a nervous system state of following it anyway. So it will not overwhelm you with giving you the next task to do. So if you've been avoiding being present or allowing yourself to calm down, then this is the first step to take. And from there, so much more wisdom and energy and insights are gonna come. If you want more support with that, this is what my one-to-one deep dive and one-to-one sessions are here. So you can have the support to let your guard down, to let your nervous system calm down, to connect with your body, to feel like you can come home to yourself again. You can learn more about the one-to-one sessions and the one-to-one deep dive, which is a 3-month package where we follow your intentions and your goals to truly create them in the way that you want to live your life. You can learn about it by clicking the link in my bio.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.